The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela Gertz-Cabotti from HouseLogic.com joins us again this week. HouseLogic.com is brought to you by the NAR. And by the way, check it out because it features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Pamela, how you doing?
Well, I'm really enjoying the show today, and it's focused on the many benefits of homeownership, benefits mm-hmm. that really extend to individuals, to families, to communities, to society as a whole. You know, responsible homeownership has been the foundation of a strong America for decades, and promoting responsible homeownership, and in fact, making it easier to be a responsible homeower is the core mission of HouseLogic.com. So I'm
all right.
The show.
Well, good. I'm glad. So now you can add to our enjoyment as you become a participant instead of a mere listener. What are the particular benefits of homeownership that you want to share with us?
Well, you know, it's always fun to talk about how you can put some money back in your pocket, right? Especially mm-hmm. these days. So I wanted to remind folks that the energy tax credits that Congress put in place in 2009 are due to expire at the end of this year, which is fast approaching. And these tax breaks are worth up to $1,500, and that, of course, doesn't even factor in the savings you'll get from a more efficient, energy-efficient home. So you don't want to miss out. And considering that it's fall, it's time to get cracking to take advantage of them.
Yeah, because depending on the job, you need to hire a contractor. You need to get estimates from more than one person, the whole nine yards.
Right, exactly. For example, you know, you're going to get a new furnace, for instance. That means you need to interview providers, schedule an installation, and that can all take several weeks.
Okay, so how worth it is this? What energy tax credits are still available this year?
Well, there's a bunch. Things for new windows and doors, heating and cooling systems, insulation, roofing, water heaters, even biomass stoves. And for the really ambitious out there, there are also tax credits available for big projects like residential wind turbines and solar energy systems, and those run through 2016.
Okay, because it seems that every time we hear about tax credits, they work in some different way. Even the two residential home for first-time buyers and then repeat buyers tax credits worked in two different ways. So how do these tax credits work?
Okay, good question. So you can earn your energy tax credits that are worth 30% of the cost of qualifying improvements, qualifying improvements, you can find out what they are at www.energystar.gov, and they have a list there. But the total tax credits can't exceed $1,500 combined for 2009 and 2010. So if you did a small job somewhere in your house that qualified for an improvement last year and maybe you spent $1,000, you have $500 more that you could spend this year towards the credit. The credits apply to an existing home and your principal residence, the home you live in most of the time, but new construction and rentals do not qualify.
Okay, it's fall, and I imagine what a lot of people are looking at in terms of energy credits is to tighten their homes up for winter. So what do they need to know about insulation, say, and tax credit?
Well, first of all, all insulation is not created equal. There are lots of different types of insulation, and among them you have fiberglass. That's the pink kind that most people are familiar with. You have mm-hmm. cellulose, spray foam. There are a number of others. So you want to look into that. If you're not sure what's best suited for your home, you want to check with an insulation contractor. Just about all insulation qualifies for the energy tax credit, as long as its primary purpose is to insulate and it brings your home up to the recommended R-value guidelines. Now, insulated siding, for example, doesn't count toward the credit because its primary purpose is not to insulate, it's the siding. So that phrase, primary purpose, is important.
Okay, let's go back a little bit because you mentioned a term just a moment ago, R-value, and some people are scratching their head and going, what's an R-value?
Okay, sure, good question. That's a measure of the insulation's resistance to heat flow. The higher the number, the better the insulating power. The U.S. Department of Energy recommends R values between 30 and 60 for most attics.
All right, but how do you know if you need more insulation in the attic of all places?
Well, that's a great question. First, you just want to take a look around your attic. And if your insulation is level with or below the attic floor joists, then you probably need more. Something to keep in mind, too, is that generally most homes built before 1980 have inadequate insulation.
Okay. How much money are we talking about?
Well, for a 2,200-square-foot home, adding mm-hmm. insulation to an attic can cost from $1,000 to $2,500, including labor, depending on how much you put in and how easy it is to install. You know, the effort and expense go up if you're adding insulation to exterior walls or if you have to put it in around hard-to-reach ductwork. But generally, it's pretty affordable, especially with the tax credit, and it's a worthwhile project if putting a dent in your home's heating and cooling bills is a priority for you.
All right, so what kind of dent can you make in your heating and cooling bills? What's the payoff here by putting in additional insulation?
Well, generally, you can trim your heating and cooling costs anywhere from 10% to 50%. Of course, it depends on where you live and how much insulation you already have. But by the way, HouseLogic has a really handy video with some pointers about how to install insulation. So for the DIYers out there, you can just search by tax credits and insulation to find that at the HouseLogic.com site.
Okay, so the credits are there. How do you claim your residential energy tax credit?
Well, first of all, there's a bunch of things you can get credits for, like we talked about. If you want to find out more detail about all those things, you can go to HouseLogic.com, and we have it.
Great.
But in terms of actually the tactics of claiming it, you want to use IRS Form 5695, and you want to make sure you save receipts and manufacturer's certification statements that attest to the tax credit worthiness of the material used. And of course, as always, you want to consult a tax advisor.
All right, great. Pamela Gerskabati, thank you so much for joining us.
You are quite welcome, Gil, and I just want to encourage folks to visit HouseLogic's tax section, which has all kinds of articles on all the improvements that are eligible for tax credits this year.
Yeah, and if you haven't gone to HouseLogic.com yet, please go there, poke around. There is just a ton of information there for you as a homeowner or potential homeowner. It's just an absolutely terrific site.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.